Last of three between the Marlins and the Astros coming up here in just a couple of minutes today. But first, a very special guest and one that we really very much look forward to chatting with. That's this afternoon's starting pitcher, Lance McCullers. And for folks that may not know your story, Lance, it obviously hits home here in Miami. You were very, very close with Jose Fernandez. Take us back to the early days and maybe folks that don't know your story. How'd you get to know Jose?
I got to know Jose. So he came over, I want to say 2008, I think it was, to Tampa. And he went to Alonzo High School. I went to Jesuit. We were separated by one grade. And we played for the first time together on a travel ball team called the Tampa Bay Warriors, which was a team that a bunch of local products would guest play on just throughout the summers and some summer ball stuff. So that's the first time I met Jose. And then in 2009, the summer 2009, was the first time I started training with Orlando Chinea full-time, which was Jose's pitching coach at the time, and is actually the one who told me that if I wanted to be serious about pitching, that I needed to go work with Orlando. And from there, man, our relationship just kind of blossomed. I think it was kind of set in hard work, and although our upbringing was very different as far as where we grew up, well, we had the very common goal to work to achieve a major league dream.
What do you most remember from those early days about Jose?
I remember how much he loved pigeons. I remember the car you used to drive. You used to drive this old navy blue Ford Explorer, and we would race after practice. I had a older V6 Mustang, and we'd race our cars just after practice until we split off on down Mabry. He would go straight. I would take a left on down Mabry. He would pass it. That's like a road in Tampa. So I just remember, man, the pushing the cars during the summer and the Spanish music blaring. And when he wasn't pushing the car, he would be dancing along next to me while I was pushing it. Just a lot of things, man, that you don't think about all the time.
Obviously, you know for a while you're coming to Miami to play, and you see it on the schedule. And after everything kind of transpired, how emotional is this for you? Or have you tried to stay in a very professional, I have a job to do type of mindset? Or is that hard?
It's hard. It's kind of weird for me to be here and Jose not be here. I think it's weird for everyone, I'm sure, that knows him or knew him or all of his teammates every day have to come to the field. And like you said, we have a job to do, but we're humans. And that was a really close friend of mine that, we spent a lot of years working to get to this moment together. And I got to go to his wall. And I just wrote on it and I said, man, rest easy, brother. I love you. I said, we made it. And, I signed it. And, so that was pretty emotional for me. And, I was hard to kind of overcome for a little while, but, like I said, I got a job to do today. And, I think, he would want me to just kind of power through and, put my best foot forward.
You have anything special planned for Jose?
Well, I've been wearing his glove, a replica of his 2013 glove that he wore with Wilson, and then I've been wearing some cleats throughout the season, and I have a special pair of cleats that I'll be wearing today from Nomad Customs. It's a customization artist that does a lot of guys' cleats around the league, and he did a couple pairs for Jose along the way, and I sent him a pair of mine and told him to make them how we thought Jose would like them.
You're about to step on a mound where this kid dominated, and when he took this mound at Marlins Park, I mean, it felt like nobody had a chance. Will you have to step off it? Will you have to take a deep breath and, maybe look around before you throw the first pitch?
I don't know. I know that I'm writing number 16 on the back of the mounds that I've been pitching on since spring training. And so I look at his number a lot. I think about him a lot when I'm out there. And I've kind of tried to approach it as this is what he loved to do the most over anything. And this is what brought us together. This is what made us brothers. And so I've been trying to use that as a platform for me to remember him in a happy way. And so I think when I step on the mound, I'm going to try to remember that this was his mound, and to try to pitch with the joy he had.
I was just going to ask, on the way out the door, as much as we saw Jose and the flair for the dramatics, offensively, defensively, have you tried to take a little bit of that emotion that we saw Jose pitch with so many times?
I think we've both pitched with emotion for a long time. It was something that I think we had in common from the beginning. People think he had a lot of emotion now. I mean, you should have seen when he was a 16-year-old kid straight from Cuba. I mean, he had a triple against us in a winter ball game.
Off of you?
No, not off me. Just in a winter ball game that meant nothing. And when he got to third base, you would have thought he just won the World Series. He just played with that kind of energy, that kind of love and passion for the game. So, yeah, if people watch me when I get emotional and think that reminds them a little bit of Jose, then, you know, that's cool with me.
Well, we're going to be watching, Lance. I know it's not easy, man, but best of luck to you. Thank you so much for the time. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, man, thank you.